All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? The weather outside might be frightful, but inside, you know, it's always delightful if you got The Usual Suspects at 1 o'clock on a weekday. It's Nick behind the glass. It's me and the pain in the ass. I mean, Joel and Barry here. All in studio, ready for fun and games, and let the shenanigans ensue. It's a Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2008 that have something to do with making money, being rich, anything to do with the fact that some lucky slug in South Carolina won the lottery last night, and we didn't.
Did we really?
We did win, however. As a group, we won $8.
How much money from the group was put in?
It had to be over $150.
Did everybody do the same amount?
I think so. I think everybody did 10 bucks, right? So. Yeah, and there were 15 people, so there's 14, your 150. Yeah.
Y'all put in $150 and combined won $8. Are you really going to get your cut of the $8?
Well, then there was a way too long, drawn-out discussion of what to do with said $8. I was like, well, there's the return on investment. I mean, regardless. We all chipped in $150 to make $8.
You guys had a discussion of what to do with $8?
I don't think Nick and I had a discussion. I think we were participants because we were on the...
If someone said charity, you should slap them in the face. $8 for what?
We're going to reinvest and just keep rolling with it.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to...
Until there's zero, yeah. Which means we're done after this one.
So y'all are rolling the $8 over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is the worst lottery pool ever.
I mean, long as I'm not the one responsible, like, I'm willing to join your fantasy league as long as I'm not the commissioner. I'm willing to be a part of these shenanigans if it's...
You guys know what's going to happen, right? You know what's happening here, right? What?
You are such a bubble burster. Here you go.
He's going to go buy $8 worth of, like, Jumbo Jacks, eat them, and then be like, we didn't win, guys. And that's going to be the end of it.
You are so wrong, and only because you beat me to what I was going to say, and then I decided not to say it, you said it.
That's what's going to happen.
You think he's going to spend the money on snacks?
He's going to get a bunch of... his kids.
No! Have you seen Patrick Creighton? He's spending that on his kids. He's going to have $8 worth of Breakfast Jacks and call it. That's it.
Twizzlers.
Maybe.
He likes Twizzlers? I don't know. Twizzlers.
I mean, he looks like...
I don't like red vines. I like Twizzlers.
That doesn't shock me one bit.
Good. I'm sure you like black licorice, which tastes like absolute ass.
Does anybody like licorice? I don't like Jägermeister either
because it tastes like black licorice, which tastes like absolute ass.
Do you have to say black licorice? Isn't it just licorice?
Licorice is red. It's black. There are different colors, right? It doesn't taste the same, and so you identify it by the colors.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I see what you're trying to do.
No, I honestly didn't know that. I thought licorice was just...
I'm glad the alarm clock went off at 101.
What are you talking about?
You came in half asleep.
I'm still half asleep. My whole body hurts. My face hurts. My eyes... Oh. It hurts to move my eyes.
Well, it hurts us too.
To move my eyes,
no,
it
your
hurts
face.
You.
Your face hurts.
Oh, my God. Now we're in the third grade?
Yeah. I figured, why not?
Just taking your shot early, right?
Why not get it started? You're half asleep. Oh, my goodness. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, I am.
Why
not...
is this? I mean, you got back. You got your stupid Way Back Wednesday list in 16 minutes after the show yesterday.
4:13 is when I fired it off.
Jeez. Yep.
Yeah, man's game over here. I've been taking Zyrtec on a daily basis.
Even when it's not, don't you just have an allergy season?
All year round. I take it all year round, so I don't have to think about it. I just take it every morning with my vitamins.
Wow.
And I didn't take it the entire time I was in Portland, and as soon as I got here.
Did you take your steroids?
No.
No?
Nope.
So your balls are back, but so are your allergies.
I am miserable right now. My whole body hurts, my face hurts, my eyes hurt. Do I sound like I'm... No? I sound okay?
You're slow, but it doesn't sound like...
I do sound slow?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I feel it. It's kicking my ass right now.
So, Nick, what's your excuse?
Yeah. Why are you?
You sound
why do you
like,
look the way you look?
Like, yeah, you kind of.
I'm fine. What are you talking about?
Really?
I look fine. What are you talking about?
You look sick.
I look completely okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
You sure? I look like you got the HIV.
No.
Jeez. At least we're getting off to
why
a good start.
Why does everybody look like they have the HIV with you?
I didn't say. Who else have I said looks like they have the HIV besides you?
Yesterday you said someone looked like they had the HIV, right?
No.
No, you said Charlie Sheen has the HIV, and he indeed does.
And he
does.
So there you go. I'm my two bad for
on
two. That.
So he, yep, his ability to read people with the HIV is pretty spot on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's 100%. Yeah.
You might want to see a physician on the way home, maybe a 24-hour care or something. Check that out. He might be onto something.
I don't think so.
Okay. So who's going first hour? Mr. Quick Draw?
Barry, because he sent his list at 4:13.
Yeah, which is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the World Series last night. I thought, you know what? I got a boatload of stuff to do tomorrow. I'll probably just go start working on my list now. And I go and
you
get on my computer.
Me,
and
huh?
I'm like, no, I wasn't about beating you. I just figured I wanted to get a list in. And I'm like, this month, he not only did he get the list in, but he got great. So I'm like, kiss my ass, Barry. I almost texted you again. Just kiss my ass.
Look, I may or may not have chosen all of the songs I thought you would want.
Perfect.
I may have done that. I may not have done that.
That means exactly if you win, I win.
Probably.
There was one song that I was going to choose. I was going to do Prince's Money Don't Matter Tonight.
Yeah, I could know.
And then I thought, well, he might go with that. And then there was one other one that you put that I was like, damn it.
Well, you had a lot of hip-hop tracks. I was surprised you didn't go to ABBA as one of your choices.
Oh, you're so wrong for that. Go ahead and tell the people why
no,
you say that.
No.
You can't do an inside joke on the radio, Joel.
So,
you have to tell the people
as
why.
As always, Barry got his in first. I got mine
not
in
as
last
always.
Night.
You've been first the last five
that's,
weeks.
That's false. That's absolutely false. I haven't been first
Nicholas,
in over a month.
Nicholas, tell your boy.
Tell Quick Draw has been first the last three or four times we did this stupid thing.
It's not true.
Nope.
It is true.
I don't think the last three or four times.
Thank
yeah,
you. It's been Joel every week.
No,
hasn't
it is.
It?
That's not true.
I didn't realize what you guys are asking for a second, but no. Usually you're the one who's first.
Joel.
Well, I would say at least 75 or 80% of the time. Is that fair to say?
Yes, no. I'm with you.
No.
He's 75% of the
every
time.
Since he bitched about me doing it first, like, oh, you're probably writing it during the show, I just let him get his list in first.
Like yesterday when Nick said, oh, you're probably doing your list right now, and you went, no, I'm not. And then at 4:13, it was it.
I was literally researching on the show.
I think the one time I got my list on time
was never.
It was like the cartoon
Never.
Theme
Nick,
or whatever,
on,
and y'all botched the idea. Y'all botched the idea.
I do remember
on time
that.
For you is if you get it in before this show starts on a way back.
Y'all didn't want to do a Disney theme.
Nick goes, let's do cartoons. Here's my list. And Joel and I were like, that's stupid. We're not,
yeah,
doing,
we're not
that.
Doing that.
Really, guys? Damn it, man. Yeah, that is so funny. That was the very
because you're like
one
less
time.
Than 1% on the whole who's first with the list.
Yeah, you're lucky to get that hoe in by 2 of the
that's
day of
saying.
The show.
Early for you is if you get it in before the show starts on a way back Wednesday.
Yeah, 12. I think I sent mine at 12:30 today, so it was pretty early.
No, you sent it at 12:55, right?
That's pretty
close. We were walking in.
Well, it was 12:55
is closer to 1.
It was
than it
completed
is 12:30,
by 12:30.
I don't know if you know how clocks work.
I didn't hit send until 12:55. Is what happened.
What are you talking about? We were in the room with you as you were filling it out.
Yes.
You were not done at 12:30.
Because you do your normal.
You were still playing.
Like I said, you weren't looking at my screen. It was completed.
No,
I just didn't hit
I
spin.
Was playing us songs. You were playing us songs.
ABBA.
Anybody have this one? Anyone have this one? Anyone? Anyone? It's like we're sitting there just looking over things to discuss on the format, and all of a sudden you play a song. Anybody got this one?
Why does he sound like Clarence?
Because he's kind of...
Yeah,
no.
you always
Clarence,
do that.
You say all my impressions are of callers.
Well, a lot of them sound like Clarence.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing? It's
see,
Clarence.
That's not
different.
OU Mike.
No, OU Mike is way different.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell him
the joke about
so
ABBA.
So when Nick was asking, he's like, anybody have money, money, money? And I was like, well, which one? Because there was the...
The OJs. For the love of money.
Yeah, and I was like, but no one has the other one. And he's like, well, does Barry have it? And I go, no. He goes, well, then I'll take the one by ABBA. And I go, who? He's like, ABBA. I'm like, you mean ABBA? He's like, yeah, whatever, whoever they are. I'm like.
One of my favorite groups is T.O.T.O. You mean Toto?
Yeah. I was like, ABBA, it's like all bitches be a-holes or something. I'm like, we created a rap group? What's going on? You don't know ABBA?
Oh, gosh.
So that was a little bit of the chuckle before the show started. But way back Wednesday will be, of course, the heard throughout. And also, you guys can be heard from if you'd like to join the show. The HRNP listener line is open right now for calls and text messages. 713-780-3776. We've reset it since the Charlie Pulillo show. So therefore, you will be able to get in and get on with calls, and we'll be checking texts. And of course, you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And it's at Quick Draw McGraw. I mean, at Barry is funny on a way back Wednesday. So we'd love to hear from you throughout the show. Lots to get to. Texans on board with the Brock Bowl in Brocktober, which is tomorrow night. Rockets back on the floor tonight against the Utah Jazz, minus one Chris Paul. And James Ennis, if we're going to get that deep into it. And lots of things on our agenda. Like I said, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, give us a call, give us a text, give us a tweet, and we'll be here for you as well. Buckle up, fasten your seatbelts, and away we go. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Just getting started on The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Or, geez, look where I'm at. I'm falling asleep, too. On a Wednesday, a way back Wednesday, Barry, hour number one of songs pre-2008 that have something to do with cash money, making coin, making bank, or, well, you know, judge and jury will make sure that he'll lay down the law if you violate any of the
You talking about Nick?
Rules. Yeah.
Well, you weren't talking about me, right?
Well, Nick asked me a question when you were out of the room, and I go, just wait till the judge and jury comes back.
I don't
well,
make it.
He'll get the final decision.
What was the question?
What was the question, Nick? Which one was it? Was that... because you said, with the title of the song for an AC/DC song, did it qualify as making money? And...
It was, how do you make your money, honey, or something like that.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Just to make sure, he wanted to make sure and verify that that just... You know, it could say money, but it doesn't mean that you're rich and you're making bank. And
so the reason why it didn't bother me is because I have eight songs.
Well, that didn't bother me. I just said I can't answer that. Right. You should answer that.
Well, it didn't. I have eight songs, so even if it doesn't count,
yeah, I have to drop one, don't I, from my list?
I think
you can drop Dire Straits from the list. I don't want
it's
that.
It's still considered your eighth song. Like I think we should still submit.
Yeah, you can find a way to play it at some point, right?
No, he won't, because we have the opener. Just don't play it.
Which one you don't want to play?
Dire Straits.
That's fine. But yeah.
Play the rest.
Cool.
Throwing it away like money for nothing.
All right.
Chicks for free. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. You got some social media you want to get to? You got some tweets you want to take care of? Your boy, I see, is already active.
My boy? Who's my boy?
You, Mike.
What is the... Oh, on the text line?
Yes.
What did he do?
I didn't look at him, but I know that I see that number is very recognizable for the frequency in which he partakes. So
yeah, he says $8. Obviously, Gal Media is radio stations and not an investment group. Shut up, oh, you Mike. That's true. Somebody tweeted us and said our office pool pitched in $220 and received a $16 payout. So it looks like that's about right.
That's about the ratio based on what we won. Absolutely.
That's not good.
Not at all. And I'm not happy about it because I also got the call from Lisa on the way home that said, hey, Tay's out of milk. Can you stop by the store on the way back? Yep, sure. And she goes, and you know, I meant to get lottery tickets and didn't. So could you stop by the gas station on the way home too? And I was like, sure. And then that wasn't even the worst of it because then I went and did those two things. And I just want to sit down for a second. And I come in, and I'm like, you know, the World Series is going to be on, and, you know, I already got caught up in traffic to get all this stuff done. And I sit down, and she goes, hey, remember tomorrow? I'm like, what's tomorrow? She's like, oh, tomorrow's where you got to get four of the dogs in between 7:15 and 7:30 or 7:45.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh,
and, by the way, take Taylor with you and make sure she goes inside. You don't leave her waiting in the car when you drop the dogs off. And I'm going, when were you going to drop all this on me? She goes, oh, I thought I mentioned it to you last week. Ooh. No, you sure didn't. And it sure did put a monkey wrench in the rest of my evening and the next morning because I'm like trying to juggle four wolfhounds and a kid. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Oof. That's not, yeah.
No, it's not that fun. Sucks. And so I'm doing all this and getting, thank God they had a fish tank. Because I was just like, Tay, come inside with me for a second. Daddy's going to show you the fishes. And then she's like, look, Daddy. And so she's all into the fish. And I bring all the lunatics inside. And I go, hey, Tay, your school's right next door. You want to go? And she goes, nope. Mm-mm.
Oh.
I want to go car ride. See the road right there, Daddy? I want to go that way. And I'm like, well, we'll go car ride, but I'm not promising which way we're going to go. And then conveniently, we pulled up on the school. And oh, and then while we're at the school, so I drop her off, and she's in the breakfast area. So I drop her off, and I'm walking by, and, you know, I'm minding my business, and I'm half asleep, and I haven't got coffee yet, and I'm walking down the long hallway to get out to the front desk. Some guy just kind of bumps into me and goes, hey, Joel. What's up, man? Have a good day. And I go, I'm thinking, do I know you? Did I meet you at that neighbor's night out thing and I don't remember you? And I was like, hey, man, you too. Just kind of faked it. When he goes, yeah, you don't know me, but I know you. I listen to The Usual Suspects every day.
Nice.
And me and all my guys in the office, we got our earbuds in and we all kind of chuckle without making noise because we all at sit me, together and listen. I'm and guessing. I go, oh, cool. And the lady at the front desk heard that and she goes, you know, Joel, I always know that you're on the radio. I just don't know. I go, I've told you before, just listen to ESPN 97.5. And she goes, oh, yeah. I go, but there are times that if you hear earmuffs.
Don't listen.
Yeah, don't listen. And the principal's standing right there, too. And the principal's standing right there, too. And I go, oh, my co-host is an A-hole. He just likes to do that. He stirs kids up. Then there you go. And there's the perfect response.
Titan Hugo said take the $8 and y'all should put it towards the Powerball. It's $600 million.
That's probably what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
At this point, we've all lost money. It's not
just
like
find a homeless person and give them the $8. That'll mean so much to them.
I'm fine with that too.
That would be up to Patrick Creighton.
Honestly, it would mean so much to them. $8 could buy them a sandwich.
Weren't
and a
you
hot
the one though
coffee.
Hating on us if we said it
but
was going to be
said
for charity?
Patrick Creighton's going to buy sandwiches
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, because to donate it to be like, oh, we're going to get it's October. Let's give it to the Susan G. Komen. $8. There's a homeless person that could buy 8 cups of coffee with that, or whatever, okay. However many cups of coffee you could get.
I can just respect your logic, sir.
Somebody on the text line said, what left tackles can possibly be out for trade for the Texans? Giants are tanking. Browns would sell their souls for more draft picks. Who can be out there for the taking?
I don't think the Browns are what he just said, or they just said they are. I think they're more unstable ground now.
My crack research department, i.e. Google.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I can't think of anybody. I saw one list that had Cedric Ogbuehi, backup tackle for the Bengals.
Okay.
The Bengals. He's
a backup. You shouldn't have to pay too much.
Yeah, but that's not a guy you want.
No. Again, if you want to look at those kind of guys, look at what Brian Gain brought in the offseason.
Yeah. You have enough of those kinds of guys that are, you know, what could happen there? You need guys that you need to make a splash in free agency or something like that.
Yeah, so. You thought Steve Perry was a journeyman, but I'm telling you right now, the guys he brought in free agency.
You should have warned everybody.
Holy cow. Talk about taking a step back. Oh, Sherry.
How do you not warn people? That's worse than me cursing.
No, because it's more fun that way. The reactions are exactly what I'm after, and I get them. That's what I like.
Carl says, how about having one listener a week submit songs for Way Back Wednesday?
We've done that.
We did it once.
Once. That's enough.
Although
I'm perfectly fine with it. We can try and experiment with it. But we have to do a screening process to make sure the listener is meeting all expectations and qualifications because we don't want some Yahoo going out there and just completely ruining it. We've built a pretty good thing here.
That's true. It's funny, though. You put the poll up, Nick, and you don't put our list with it. It's a separate tweet. So people literally just see three names to vote for, and you really do get the pity vote.
No, here's the deal. I would put the same thing, sir, but it doesn't allow me to. When I set up that poll, it doesn't allow me to set up a poll and a picture.
Man. You need to upload the picture to like IMG, what is it? Image, Imgur or whatever.
But why are you all of a sudden sold that it's a pity vote deal?
Because there's no way.
Between bots and the pity vote, you
can't. So how do you guys want me to place the tweet?
Your raggedy ass list. There's no way he should be getting 55% of the vote.
Every week. And Fart Sharara is out there campaigning voting for you.
Sharp Sharara.
I can't control. Fart Sharara is Barry's fault, number one.
Shark, Fart, and Tart Sharara all vote for you. You're already three ahead of us.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of time. There's like 2 hours left.
Shamama probably votes when in her spare time.
She is not on Twitter.
Don't.
I got her on Facebook, and I'm glad. We got to stop it at that.
I was going to say, if she's on Facebook, just get her going in the overall. Get her an IG account. No?
Mm-mm.
No. Sure?
Her tweets would look like orange cheeks. Be a disaster.
Hey, you mentioned,
break
by the way,
back and make you humble.
You remember his tweets? Does he still tweet? Is he still proactive on Twitter? Those used to be the funniest tweets ever.
They were
ever.
The best. Jay said, Barry, do you have any new material? I'm ready to see another show. Man, it's taking me 5 years to get the material I have. You think I'm just writing a new hour every week? I have some new stuff, yes. It'd be enough to where it'd probably be worth coming to watch again. Yeah. I'm trying to set up another weekend at the Joke Joint when I record my album next year. So that would be a good time to come.
You going to sell it on vinyl?
No, I'm going to sell it on iTunes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know if I'll have actual. I might have CDs printed.
Spotify. Just to, you should put on Spotify.
Yeah. I might have CDs to printed so I can sell them at
you
shows.
You're not just an average, ordinary, raggedy ass comedian. You're getting stuff done, man.
What did he call me?
I don't even remember the term. I just know that I don't remember what
fledgling
he said.
Fledgling or something like
I
that?
I only remember what you said because the minute I saw it, I was like, oh, here we go. Let's buckle up. This one's going to be fun. Yeah, my sister, by the way, was texting me last night because I haven't talked to her in forever. And I'm not going to say that that wasn't intentional. But I checked in with her and she was like, hey, you and Barry seem to be getting along really well. I'm like, why would you say that? She said, because Barry picks on Nick more now. Like, well, I can't say that that's not accurate.
I'm an equal opportunity. I feel like I pick on y'all equally. Is that not true?
Do you
feel like I pick on you, Nick, more than I do him?
I think it's equal. I don't really look. I really don't know, honestly. I don't even pay attention.
Yeah. I don't. I just shoot shots. Whatever. I just. Whatever,
she says
whatever
she's really
pops
enjoying
in the, old,
the show, it might regardless. Be Joel. So we got to change some stuff up here, and we got to change it fast.
Whatever pops in the old noggin, I just say it. I don't have a preference of who gets. Because
if that's our demo and we're killing it, we need to reevaluate.
She was
fellas.
Private messaging me.
Well, that isn't a surprise either. It depends on which of the six Facebook accounts
like,
that she's
I
doing it from.
If Joel would be upset to know his sister sending me private messages on Instagram.
You know what? I'd be happy. You know why? Because then I'm not getting them.
You're so mean to her.
I'm not
Why are you so mean
anything.
To your sister?
I lit her up one time because she is one of those people that thought she was being sneaky. She had like six Facebook accounts. I'm like, what are you doing? She had some like secret life going on. I'm like, what are you doing? Just be you. That's all you need to
Put
do.
Put your sister's business out on
right?
the street.
I don't care.
Now, if it's intern Trey with five or six Facebook
accounts.
No, he has
two. Right? Does he still?
I'm assuming he still does.
I'm guessing so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But the weirdest thing was when he was responding back and forth between the two accounts.
Yeah. So, by the way, somebody texted the show and said, hey, suspects, I just swapped back onto this station, and while on my journey through the radio, I learned a very valuable lesson. If you're the type of person who cries easily when being yelled at, the Stephen A. Smith show is not for you. That's not nice, sir. But welcome back
is
the point.
So what it really means is Derek Carr should not be listening to Stephen A. Smith.
I honestly thought that's where he was going.
Yeah, I did too. In case you missed it, another trade happened in the NFL early this morning. We can get to that. And by the way, a guy that we mentioned yesterday as a guy that could be moving evidently is not, because Patrick Peterson has tweeted out on his own account that he has been incredibly frustrated with how the season has gone, but his energy is 100% focused on being a part of the solution and helping us turn it around. I've never shied away from a challenge before. I'm not going to start now. I've always given my all to the Cardinals. I'm a Cardinal, and my focus is on this week's game.
Translation? Yes.
Trade me now.
No. Yes, we'll work with you on a contract extension for a lot more money.
Oh, he's Earl Thomas then.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's a younger, better? I don't know about better. Earl Thomas is good, too, but it'll be interesting. The fun part about it is we'll get to the trade after the break, but the fact that we still have several days before the trade deadline means the one thing that we haven't seen in years in terms of activity and big recognizable names going places, there still could be names going places, and that's always fun, hot stoving.
Last year's was pretty active, though. I pulled up a list. I'll read you.
Okay, that'll be good,
there
too.
There was five big trades last year.
So there you go. We're heading that way, and you guys can join us if you want to join in. 713-780-3777. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Baby.
All the pretty girls in the world. And the ugly girls too.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Just the first hour of the show, only 30 minutes in, so you got plenty of time to do what you do and hang with us until 4 o'clock, and then the Blitz will take you home until 7. It is all part of the afternoon festivities on ESPN 97.5. Barry's here, I'm here, Nick's here, so you should be here too, and we appreciate you, and tell a friend if you will, won't you? Also, we always encourage you to download the app, ESPN975.com. You can take us anywhere and everywhere, and also catch up on what you missed when you click on the show title and check out previous hours and shows from during the week. I mentioned before the break, another trade went down early this morning in the NFL. The Giants seem to be having a fire sale. And I will say that yesterday, Adam Schefter did what he shouldn't have done, but he did anyway, that everybody was talking about. His first tweet yesterday on the Eli Apple move was, "The Giants have traded Eli, dot, dot, dot."
Oh, yeah.
Dirty pool. Because he really got a lot of people excited and then poo-pooed on the parade. So the Giants were at it again this morning. They traded Snacks Harrison, the defensive lineman, to the Lions for a fifth-round pick. Here's another guy that they went out and procured and spent a lot of money on to try and solidify their D-line. And since he's been with the Giants, they have made huge strides in stopping the run and creating the pass rush. But it does look indeed like the Giants are pulling the plug and anyone and everyone could be next.
And he went to the Lions, right?
He did. Yeah. Lions for a fifth-round pick.
They got, man, that's not bad. I liked him as a player. I think they got a pretty good deal on that.
I think if you're Matt Patricia and you realize, you know, especially if you have cap room, you realize, yeah, you're not getting a guy like we're talking about that guys might be out there the Texans could try and get for their offensive line. You're getting a guy that is more than serviceable. He can do some damage.
Yeah, especially against the run. So he can hold up well. I like that move for a fifth rounder.
That's a steal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's one thing if you're the Raiders and you're stockpiling like first round picks, but you know, in what the Giants got in return for the two trades they made was a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth. Four and seven. And then a five. So
four this year, four in 2019, seven right. in 2020.
So I mean, they're not really getting a big ROI there. But
I think what they're doing is they're clearing cap space, because when you start trading guys for picks, you're just basically clearing cap space to sign some big names. Or
I think what they're doing is intentionally sucking so that they can get everything and more.
I mean, you can intentionally suck without having to trade away guys if you feel like you're just a quarterback away, and you're basically giving up on some folks. So the trades last year, because we were talking about stuff that happened at the deadline, mm-hmm. pulled up this list from CBS, and it says some of the deadline moves last year or days leading up to the deadline. Remember that the Garoppolo trade happened?
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah. Jay Ajayi went to the Eagles.
Yeah, that was another good one.
Another big one. Dwayne Brown getting traded to the Seahawks from the Texans was a big one. Bills went out and got Kelvin Benjamin from the Panthers. I bet they regret that now. He hadn't had a great year.
But a guy that hasn't panned out.
No. Jags went out and got Marcell Dareus from the Bills. All big moves right up to the deadline. So,
okay. But not disappointing this year either in the fact
no,
that...
No, it's been active a lot more than normal.
Yeah. It's a lot different than what it's been. And we talked about it. Baseball and basketball, trade deadline stuff is must-see TV, and you got to be glued to your social media to see the trades as they keep rolling through, and there's normally a lot of big names. But football, as you just said, I mean, it looks like 2 years in a row now that it's pretty good in terms of getting some names.
I'm glad the NFL is being more active at the trade deadline, because, I mean, the NBA and baseball have been leading the way and leading the charge for years. So, I mean, the NFL offseason has been fun, but usually at the trade deadline, it's less than entertaining, but last couple of years it has been, so good for them.
But do you have to make a move if you're the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell?
Because
that might be like the name.
That's a big name that's if you're putting together a list of names that might get traded before the deadline, I think he has to be on the short list of the best of the best.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
I don't know if you have to, I think you want to.
I was going to say you want to, because here's my thing. We heard week seven. Then we heard between week seven and eight. Then we heard week eight. Well, here we are, and no one knows what the hell he's doing. And at some point, you just got to say enough is enough, man. I, you know what? You've saved a ton of money already because of the fact that he's holding out and he's losing paychecks week to week. But James Conner will get you through till the end of the year. And this is you already know your locker room was irked right at the start of the season. Tomlin did a press conference last night where he was obviously visibly and verbally like, don't even ask.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just got to know to go for it for this season and to take a run at it, to make the playoffs and do what they need to do. The distraction is worth, it's not worth all the time and energy that they're putting into it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though, but doesn't he still have to sign the tender in order to be traded? He's kind of holding all the cards here. He can screw the Steelers if he wants to. I mean, screwing himself out of a year's worth of money. But at the same time, he could be like, meh, I'm not signing the tender, so you can't trade me. You can't decide my fate for the rest of the year and where I'm going to go and where I have to play. I just won't sign it. I'll miss out on the money, and I'll be a free agent next year, and I can go do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah, but I'm saying from a Steelers perspective, look, you're not going to pay the $14 million. You know, you're going to get a bargain rate. But even, you know, if he takes it any further, I think it's week 10. You have to be in by week 10 in order to get the year of service and sign the tenure and do everything you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when he shows up in week 10, then you can deal with it. But, you know, they're not going to show any love for him or give him any, like, reps and time off. And, you know, he may even fake an injury. But I think this solidifies that they're going to part ways at the end of this season. It's gone on way too long. And here's something I found on Spot Track that I thought you guys might be interested in now. He's now forfeited almost $7 million for his 8 weeks away from the Steelers. $6.84 million. Now, not including signing bonuses, do you realize that no active running back in the league will earn that much in 2018?
It's crazy.
The highest, LeSean McCoy at 6.3, Lamar Miller of the Texans at 5.75, Latavius Murray at 4.6.
Man, it's a lot of money.
You are walking from a ton, man. You've already walked from seven, and it doesn't look like you're going to be there anytime soon. When you start walking away from like $7 to $10 million, you'd like to think you're going to make it all back, but that's like when David West walked on his option to stay with the Pacers at $11 million a year to try and win a ring with the Spurs and took like less than two.
Yeah.
It's like, bro,
it's a big risk.
I'm not a math major, and I'm glad you did good things with your money along the way, but you ain't never making that money back.
Two things I saw in regards to the trade deadline. One, a name to keep an eye on that I keep seeing pop up that makes a lot of sense is LeSean McCoy, one on that list that you just read.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be a guy that you could see going someplace like the Eagles.
I was going to say, a return to the Eagles is what's been rumored.
Yeah, he's familiar with the organization. They need a running back. So keep an eye on that. But a name that I saw pop up on a list that I did a double take on, Lamar Miller.
If I'm the Texans, they really don't have a running game anyway. But if someone is interested in him based on what he has given you to this point in the season, I'd explore it. I'd listen.
But you're selling low on Miller, aren't you?
I mean, it's, like I said, you got to listen. You got to figure out if it's a fifth round pick, no, it's not worth it. Because Blue ain't going to care yet, and you don't know when you're going to get Foreman back. But
I just thought that was kind of a weird name.
Because I think they'll walk one. Don't you think they'll walk one way or another from him at the end of the year? Because there were rumors going into this season they were going to walk from him.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, man, he hadn't had a 100-yard rushing game in how many years? Or how many games? And he finally got one last week.
Yeah, and it was just 100 flat.
Yeah, it was like over first 100, time in over 100. 2 years or something like that, or almost 2 years.
Which seems kind of strange. I thought he had a couple of games early in his...
I'd have to go back and look, but I know it had been a while. You want to get this call in before we get too far in?
By the way, on the Eagles, remember now, when you said that about Shady McCoy, the only reason why he was shipped out of town was he and Chip Kelly didn't get along,
right.
And he loves Philly, and they loved him, so yeah, that would be a nice...
That would be the one to watch for me.
That seems like it works,
If you're looking for one big name that might still go before the deadline, that would be mine.
Good call. All right. Speaking of calls, Jerry from Moscow.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he says we know him. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, yo. Hello, my comrades. How is everything?
Is this tight eyebrows and no ACLs?
This is none of your concern. What is of your concern is that all of Mother Russia is working very hard to get Nick Sherrara many votes on the poll. He's doing great. We have him up to a total of 9 votes. We are making great success.
That wasn't bad, Jerry.
But the problem is that Mr. Nicholas does not pay his bills. He does not pay his bills. If he does not pay me for my services, I will break bottle of Stolichnaya over his big brown bald head. You will pay me, Nick Sharara.
This is how you're winning every week. You bastard. You went and got Trump's Russia to vote.
Jerry sits at Costco, and while people are in the long lines to check out, he reminds them they can still vote for Nick Sharara.
With, you know, the funny thing about this, it's
unbelievable.
Jerry,
I do not know who this Jerry is that you speak of, but he sounds incredible. I will say that Nick has reached to the far reaches of the earth. He wishes to win the poll. It is a great success. And Barry, I hear that you have new comedy special coming up. This is very exciting news for people. We use your replays of your comedy to torture prisoners. The only thing that is more effective than your comedy is sometimes we play repeats of you giving out lawn advice, how you say, how to make the grass grow. Yes, they do not like us very much. The only thing that is as effective as those two things is playing Enya on endless loop. So, keep up the good work, Nick. I expect my payment. And as I said, if I do not get it, well, you know, your votes may drop from 9 to about 4. So, we cannot have Barry Laminack winning no polls.
That's comrade, how is the medical...
Human.
Comrade, how are the medical professionals in Russia? How good are they at repairing ACLs?
Not very good. That is why my crossover game will probably not be as good as it was before, which already was not very good.
Okay.
Oh, that was a fantastic call.
I must
turn
into an old man, sit in corner, not play defense, and shoot up three-pointers, and then yell at everybody when they don't get back on B.
So like Joel.
I know someone like that, too.
That's exactly what he's getting at, sir. That's exactly what he's getting at. Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Outstanding call. That was a fantastic call, Jerry.
Sorry
appreciate
about
it.
The ACL. If you guys
funny
don't know, Jerry tore his ACL playing hoops. It's official.
Rest in peace to his ACL. Funny thing about that Russian guy, you can't tell if he's wearing one of those furry Russian hats or if that's his eyebrows. It's a weird, you don't know.
It's eyebrows that look like a babushka.
It's real hair. Isn't a babushka a grandma in Russia?
I thought a babushka is the furry hat.
I think
no,
that
they
means
wear a
grandma.
Babushka. Look it up, babushka.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Google babushka, Siri.
Russian fur hat. Is it called a babushka?
Why don't you just Google babushka?
It's called a ushanka.
Okay,
U-S-H-A-N-K-A. You swung
I will
missed
Google babushka. All right, and you guys just stay
put. How do you spell babushka?
Put. Okay. We're not going to do this for the listeners. We'll be right back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. U-S-H-K-A. Babushka. Would you use it in this sentence for me, please?
You advance to the next round. Good job.
Thank you.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Hey, welcome back to the first hour of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. We were talking a little NFL before the break, and it looks like other teams besides the Giants that still might be in full-blown fire sale mode might be the Oakland Raiders as well. And now there is talk that not only are they going to be engaged in trade opportunities that will further what Gruden is trying to do, Lord knows what that is, but that the Gruden is very much in danger of losing his locker room. They said that the Khalil Mack trade was one thing, and that was a stiff jab, but the fact that they were on bye week, they came back into the building and were ready to get ready for practice and meetings. Gruden had every opportunity to tell him that he had just traded Amari Cooper and did not choose to do so. Therefore, players were finding out on social media, was viewed as a knockout punch. And they did not want to believe it. They were told it was not going to happen. And because it did, that he basically is, if he hasn't already lost the locker room with the Raiders. And with that long deal, that's not a good sign either. But you also know, and it goes on to say in the article, that a lot of people are realizing in the locker room they won't be here next year. So they're waiting to see if they're going to be next. And if they don't like the way he's doing it, and if they voice their opinion, they're probably going to be on the top of the list.
Wow.
It's getting nasty in Oakland. And like you said, I mean, the bottom line is they don't care because they're going to be in Vegas in 2 years, and that's when they want to make a splash. So he's going to get his players. He's going to have a fire sale. That's why we said Jacksonville's probably going to be calling to see what the deal is with Derek Carr. The whole thing yesterday was he cried during the game in London. The team has also turned on him. He said he wants to be there, but let's be honest. Gruden's a quarterback guru. He's a quarterback guy. We've seen the things on ESPN. He wants his kind of guy, and with all his comments, it just doesn't seem like Carr is his kind of guy.
Somebody had mentioned yesterday that because we had asked, or we brought up the fact that I wonder if he did a sit down with Carr like he does with all the other QBs that come out of college. And they said yes, and that he loved Derek Carr. I don't remember it.
I don't remember that either.
I find that interesting and fascinating, but apparently he don't love him now.
But if he's going to put his print on the team, I mean, if the players are going to go, they're going to go anyway. So I see some of those players not really getting a massive warning before getting traded. You know, I see a lot of these players getting pretty surprised and learning abruptly that they're traded to another team as opposed to getting some sort of warning. Because when he's putting his print, there's no good way of saying that. How do you, hey, by the way, next couple of weeks or so, we're going to think about, you know, shopping you and possibly trading you. And then how does he perform on the field? So I don't expect any of these players that they plan on trading to get any type of tip off or any advance notice whatsoever.
I mean, it's obvious that he wants to put his footprint back on the organization, that he knows, you know, he and Reggie McKenzie, who for a lot of reasons made reference to the fact that, you know, Reggie McKenzie, they have a previous relationship. He's been a good general manager, but that they're not seeing eye to eye. The Mac situation kind of elevated and escalated all of those talks. But, you know, you also look at it and go, Reggie McKenzie is the guy that brought in Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper. So if Gruden's trying to ship him out, there's obviously a Rick Smith-like Bill O'Brien situation brewing in the Raider land. So
there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, Gruden wants all the control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's obvious, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, but we were talking about where, you know, changes in the NFL, and Will Brinson of CBSSports.com posted an article about 2 hours ago for you Texans fans. But he said 10 trades contenders should make for a Super Bowl or a playoff run. And the very first trade he mentioned was Le'Veon Bell to the Texans. But he did mention that the Eagles made the most sense for Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. Eagles need a running back more than anybody.
But if that doesn't happen, the Texans would be a good fit considering they're 25 at rushing and they need the help.
Now, the self-proclaimed spokesperson for the Eagles has already chimed in, as Holly has tweeted us and said they don't want McCoy back. So if that is indeed the case, of course you'd love to have Le'Veon Bell. The problem being, too, is, again, you can't get him and extend him once you get him. So unless the Steelers retract the franchise tag for the second year, and there's all different things that have to happen, so it's still kind of possible, but for the most part, from what I've been hearing in the rumor mills, is whatever deal is made is going to be a deal under the...
It's a rental, which is why if you're the rental, Eagles, it makes a lot more sense, because if you're the Eagles, you just won the Super Bowl, you feel like you might just be a running back away from contending.
And you feel it slipping away.
If you're the Texans, do you really think Le'Veon Bell is going to have a lot of success behind that offensive line?
And he want to play behind that
offensive
line?
He's a good running back. Well, I mean, he really wouldn't have a choice if he signs the tender.
Yeah.
But that may be the thing, is he may say, look, where are you sending me? If you well, we got a deal with the Texans and a deal with the Eagles. All right, I'll sign the tender if it's with the Eagles because I can compete for a Super Bowl. But I'm not going and running behind that offensive line. I'm not signing the tender. Now, that might happen. But I don't know if it even makes sense for this team, the Texans, that is, to go out and try to get a running back. I don't give a damn who. You can go get Earl Campbell back from retirement in his prime, and he may not be able to run behind this offensive line. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. The Texans need to worry about investing in one spot and one spot only for the foreseeable future, and that's the offensive line. Not running back. I mean, you look at a guy like, look who's filling in for Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh.
James Conner.
And he's doing a pretty damn good job. Mm-hmm. He's not great, but he's doing a damn good job. He's serviceable. And so the NFL
at a hell of a price compared to what you're talking about with Bell's
and
price.
The NFL has proven if you have guys that can block up front and a running back that can at least find a hole, he can do some damage. I mean,
see,
to me, the problem with the Texans isn't. I think if you put Lamar Miller on a team with a top five offensive line, he would have more than 100-yard game in the last 2 years. Or
I can agree with that, but I'm not going to say he's much better than he is because he looks like one of those guys when they always say when the running back hit the wall, it happens very suddenly and quickly. He looks like that guy. But I'm totally with you in the fact that, sure, it'd be great to have Le'Veon Bell on the Texans roster and pairing him with Deshaun Watson and D-Hop and the receivers and everything that they have is all great and fun fodder for everybody to talk about. But if you may expect him to put up the numbers he's been putting up with the Steelers with that offensive line, it ain't happening. He's going to get pounded. He's going to get hurt. You look at all the beating that Deshaun Watson has taken over this year that everybody's concerned about. Well, you damn well aren't going to put, especially if you re-up him at a high price tag, you're probably lucky, and he's probably lucky it's only a rental because the beating he takes between even now and the end of the regular season ain't going to make him want to stay unless they really vastly improve that offensive line.
Yeah. I was looking at Miller's numbers. His 4 years in Miami, he averaged 4.6 yards a carry. 3.9 here in Houston.
How old is he? Because the older you get, those numbers ain't going up.
He is 27.
He's still fairly young. Yeah. But, of course, the knock on him, even in Miami, was could he be an every down back, and is the wear and tear he's already taken too much?
Played in 16 games, started 13, rushed for 888 yards last year. So he played in all 16, started 13, started 14 his first year, played in 14 his first year in Houston.
I mean, if you play that many games and don't at least get 1,000 yards, it's not a good look for a running back in the NFL as a feature back.
No, but look at that offensive line last year.
I know. I'm not arguing with you on that. I know how bad they are. All right, we got 1 hour in the books. We got 2 hours still to go. We'd love to have you be a part of the show. Therefore, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, where you can call, you can text, and, of course, you can always hit us up on Twitter. Hour number two is right around the corner. It's the usual suspects on a Way Back Wednesday on ESPN 97.5. I got to get paid. Got 25 fighters on the dresser.
Yes, sir. Gotta get paid. ESPN 97.5.